I've got Mark Ford on the line. He's the chairman of the British and Irish Meteorite Society. Can you just explain, Mark, what exactly we're seeing when we see these videos of the meteorites today?
What you're seeing is the meteorite itself actually superheating in the atmosphere. It's travelling at supersonic speeds, and effectively it's many kilometres up when it does this. And the videos that you see on the internet are basically the vapour that's left. And when the vapour disappears, it continues travelling for up to many miles further on from that. So it's travelled probably another 3 or 4 miles on from the video footage. At this point in time, I'm not sure whether anybody's actually found anything.
What causes the explosion that we hear in the videos?
That's effectively when it decelerates, it causes massive stresses inside the actual rock. And basically, it just explodes. It's just down to the sheer energy of the blast. The cosmic speeds, when it's actually arrives at the Earth, it's travelling many thousands of kilometres an hour. So there's a lot of energy there. So I would guess this is probably going to be in the tons of size potentially. So there's a lot of energy.
We can see some photos of damage to a zinc plant near where the meteorites struck through the sky. Is it possible that parts of the meteorite have hit that plant and caused that damage, do you think?
My assessment from what I've seen, it looks to be the window damage that I've seen looks to be from the shockwave. I mean, it's very instantaneous, and I've seen lots of windows go at once. So I don't think they're actual rocks hitting the windows. I think that's down to above.
No.
But the zinc plant's more interesting. That looked like a large area. I mean, I don't know whether it was secondary damage, whether something, you know, caused something else to explode, like a gas tank or something like that. It's an awful lot of damage.
Yeah.
So, I mean, without seeing more, it's difficult to say, to be honest. But
yeah.
I don't think you're going to find a large rock in the middle of it, but like that.
What's your view of this, whether there's a connection between the asteroids that's coming by this evening?
Well, the stock answer that everyone will give you is there's no correlation. It's a random, completely random, you know, coincidence. To me, it does seem like a big coincidence, but if I had to bet, I would say it's not related. But it's not unheard of for asteroids to have companion bodies with them. Mm-hmm. The problem you've got is it's actually 12 hours between this impact and the one tonight that's going to actually come close to the Earth. And that's an awful lot of distance in terms of space, because the Earth's obviously travelling in orbit around the Sun, so it makes the stream very wide. So I would say it's more likely that they're unrelated than related, statistically.
Finally, are they meteors, meteorites, meteoroids?
Right, meteors are the streak of light that you see when an object, anything from a grain of dust up to a large rock, travels through the atmosphere. The meteors are what you see, which is the streak of light. And a meteorite is a rock that you find on the ground. Meteoroids are usually applied when they're in space, so they're objects in space travelling. And an asteroid is the term they give to a large rock, basically, in space, orbiting around the Sun. So they're one and the same thing, effectively.
So in Russia, they're meteors when they're travelling through the sky.
Yeah.
When they hit the ground, they become meteorites.
They become meteorites, yeah. Exactly, okay. Right, yeah.
All right, brilliant. Thank you very much.
No problem at all.
Cheers.
Okay, take care, bye.